Hello, everybody. This is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist on Twitter, and I'm Emma L on Audioboom. Welcome along. Funny here, it's a Sunday. It's the 6th of September, and I've been spending a bit of time today, in particular, trying to figure out what phone to get. I have an upgrade. I'm due at the end of September. Well, technically it was the end of October, but I've been told they can push it out to be a month early. So 28th of September, I will be eligible. I have to get in contact with them and then I'll be eligible for an upgrade. So I've been sort of perusing and comparing and looking up models of phones and trying to figure out which is better. Is one phone better than the other? How much talk time do you have? What's the battery like? What's the screen like? And all that. So at the moment, I'm using a Samsung Galaxy S4 in white. I'm sure it's probably called some fancy version of white, but it's in white. And recently, the battery on it has been getting worse and worse and worse. And I've managed, thanks to my wonderful boyfriend, have managed to replace the battery, and I ended up getting more batteries, which I don't know why I did, but I did. And I'd had this phone more or less close to 2 years now, probably not quite 2 years, probably like 20 months or something. Well, we'll call it 2 years, right? Anyway, I do like, generally, I know Samsung, especially the Galaxy S range of phones. I know them so, so well. I had the first Galaxy S. I think I had Galaxy S1. I'm not sure if I think I do, and I think I had 3 as well. And obviously, I've been using 4. Obviously, I haven't used S5, which my dad has. Oh, my dad did an upgrade. It was funny because the phone he was using was like the Galaxy S, the first one, and he got an upgrade to the S5 because my dad just keeps going with phones. And he basically took it upgrade. Like, he turned down upgrades for ages and ages. I don't know why, because I just love upgrades. But he's not really into the same things I am, and he doesn't use the phone for the same purposes and social media. I use it for emails and all the rest, and YouTube and all the rest of it. So I love all that. And I've been comparing I never had an Apple phone. And I've really not done much with the whole Apple thing over the years. I remember, that's my phone vibrating. I think it's WhatsApp, family WhatsApps. I think we have a family WhatsApp account. Which I'll check in a bit. I think the only foray I had with Apple, I think, was I had a, oh God, I can't remember. It wasn't like their MP3 players. I can't remember. Was it a mini one? I can't remember. I should have looked before. But I had one of those and I broke. And I don't think I went near Apple after that. And I don't even do much on MP3s market, but I know if I was to go down that route, I guess the iTunes would be good for that. I have been comparing the Galaxy S6, the Galaxy against the Galaxy S5, against the iPhone 6, against the Galaxy S6 Edge. And I'd also been looking at the Z3, but I've heard so, so much. I mean, I know the Z3 is meant to be a really good battery, but I heard it overheats, and a lot of people said it cracks, like the back of it cracks or the front of it cracks or whatever. So that just freaks me out. So I don't see the point in going down that road. You may have a bloody good battery, but at what cost? So, yeah, it's an Apple event on Wednesday, I think. So I'm going to wait and see what they announce. If the new phone they announced was any better than the Galaxy S6 or the Galaxy S6 Edge. I don't really want a massively big screen because I just struggle to hold it and I'll be worried about safety outside. I don't want to get mugged, and I can hear my phone vibrating again. I think it's still not WhatsApp. Once one person responds in that WhatsApp group, just the messages keep coming. So yeah, that's what's been going on. And then I think to myself, well, there's no point me going into too much detail and looking up exactly what I'm going to get, how I'm going to get it, and all the rest of it, when the facts are that I'm not due the upgrade until the 28th anyway. So I think I'll wait till Wednesday, find out in the news what's happening with this new Apple iPhone 6S, probably, I guess, at this stage. And I think that's due out later this month. I think is it the 18th or something. So I've never, I kind of hover, you know, I think I know Android so well that I think I'd be completely lost in an iPhone. If, you know, depending on price will also be an issue, because even if Apple announced a super duper phone and it was really majorly expensive for me, front cost, I would just probably say, nah, I'm not doing that. And just end up going with alternative. So yeah, that's what's been going on right now, and I've been going into that. I'm also, just to say, I'm still doing Slimming World. I was away on holiday with my lovely boyfriend, and I, as expected, was off plan for about, let me see, it was about 5 days off plan. So yeah, I gained 2.5 pounds, which was fine. And this month is probably going to be a bit up and down, because next Saturday I'm going over to Manchester to watch a football match, Man United versus Liverpool, and I'm going to be away that night. So pints or beers or whatever will be had, and food, obviously. And I'm not going to get stressed out. If I gain weight, I gain weight. And I'm going out with friends the following Saturday as well. So do you know what? I'm not going to get myself stressed about what drinks I'm having and making myself feel like I can't have things. You know, life is short. If you gain weight, you gain weight. It's a lifestyle change. I have to be able to live as well. And I can't be afraid of going out, or can't be afraid of going somewhere and feeling like I have to be a hermit because I'm afraid of how it will affect the diet. I'm just not going to do that to myself. So anyway, I think I've wittered on for enough. And I'll catch you all very, very soon. And no doubt, in good time, you shall find out what phone I'm due to get. Maybe I'll do an update later next week or the week after to tell you what I'm planning to get. And obviously, until the 28th, I'm not going to know the prices anyway, so I won't be able to give you a definite yes or a definite no. At the moment, unless Apple announce something fantastic, and I will probably go with the Galaxy S6. So it's a question, do I go for the squarey one with the 6 or the 6 Edge? I just don't think there's any point in going for the S5. Yeah, there's advantages in the S5. You can change the battery. The battery's bigger, that kind of thing. Thinking, it doesn't matter, you're going to charge the bloody thing anyway. I'm used to charging a few times, so that's what we get with smartphones these days. So I'll catch you all very, very soon, and enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Bye.